brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Big Thursday show lined up for you. It is the 12th day of February 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. In about 30 minutes, we've got the New York Bill of Rights Defense Committee coming on the show. Talk about New York under citizen pressure. The city, of course, supported the Patriot Act until the citizens got involved and exposed what was in it. Coming on to talk about New York throwing it out on Monday, as did St. Paul, one of the twin cities up in Minnesota. And several more towns and cities in the last 3 days have also thrown out the Patriot Act. I haven't counted up how many cities have now thrown it out in 6 months or so. 6 months ago, it was 400-plus cities and multiple states. And you notice that news item has really disappeared now as this march continues, with conservatives and liberals waking up to the Bill of Rights culture and trying to reenact it. Also in the second hour, BBC News Night investigative reporter, best-selling New York Times best-selling author, Greg Palast will be on the show, and he exposes Al Gore, George Bush, all of them. He's been reporting, you've heard about the Pakistan arms bazaar. Well, he reported before that how the U.S. government was helping arm Pakistan and shutting down this story. That's right, as usual, arming the enemy so they can proliferate the weapons and destabilize the world, and they can give us the new world order as the solution to keep us all safe. What do radical racist Mexicans, Osama bin Laden and Bush, have in common? They all hate America. Remember on Monday we talked about that game last week, one of the Olympic qualifying games, where the U.S. won, and before the game, the Mexicans were booing the Star Spangled Banner in Mexico and then chanting Usama, Usama, Usama. Well, at an even bigger tournament in Guadalajara yesterday, guess what happened? This was the Associated Press. Mexicans scream Usama as U.S. Olympic team loses, and they also booed the Star Spangled Banner yet again. So we were predicting, not hard to predict it, that that would happen again, and it's happened yet again. And these are the people that Bush wants to legalize. He wants to get rid of the border, but he wants to spy on the American people and outsource our jobs, and it's amazing. So more on that coming up. Walker pledges Utah will not reconnect with the Matrix system. Salt Lake City Tribune, the Matrix tracking grid, some victories against it for now. Bush report from the Seattle Times. Bush report, sending jobs overseas helps the U.S. That's right. News analysis, series of weird crimes upsets many Germans. We'll get into some of the stuff happening in Germany. Cross-border church visit cost man $10,000. That's because he's an American citizen. 75,000 people have AIDS in New York City, according to the United Press International. GAO, Pentagon, pays corporate tax evaders. The big defense contractors owe $3 billion in unpaid taxes, but this goes on for decades and no one's ever charged. But you don't pay your taxes, look out. They're above the law. Also, report slams airline computer screening system, or CAPS 2, which is really the national ID card scoring or labeling of Americans. FSB or KGB were warned about Moscow Metro blast. As usual, folks, they've been involved in this. Police respond to federal lawsuit in drug suite. Remember Goose Creek with the dogs attacking the children and the police having everyone put their hands behind their back for the drug search? Well, they say that's a good thing they did. Deputy charged with stealing cash from motorists. We'll get into the Palm Beach Post article there. Look, it's a big, big show. Two guests, your calls, a ton of news. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites.
got $3 in your pocket, want $1 million in term life insurance coverage, call TermBusters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call TermBusters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you, too. Call TermBusters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul taste, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
New York City becomes the largest city in the U.S. to oppose the infringement of civil liberties in the name of national security. So has St. Paul, Minnesota. And many other towns and cities this week, we have folks from the Bill of Rights Defense Campaign joining us in about 25 minutes here on the air. Then Greg Palast with the BBC, also New York Times bestselling author, talk about how our government is arming and propping up Pakistan and covering up the fact that they've armed our supposed enemies. So you don't want to miss these interviews. We're also going to have wide open phones at 1-800-259-9231. Let me dive straight into the news. In the last segment, I mentioned that I'm sure you've all heard that last week the U.S. soccer team in qualifying matches beat the Mexicans in Mexico. They were booing the Star-Spangled Banner, chanting Usama, 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 because they're idiots and don't know he's a CIA asset and works for the globalist. And I just pointed out that Bush, Bin Laden, and racist Mexicans, those that are racist, have one big thing in common: they hate America. And there were predictions that with an even bigger qualifying match that had tens of thousands of fans attending, that they would boo again and chant Usama, and the Associated Press says that exactly that happened. Boos nearly drowned out the Star-Spangled Banner. As Mexicans chanted, Usama, 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 as Mexico eliminated the United States in Olympic men's soccer qualifying Tuesday night in Guadalajara. A loud anti-American crowd hollered as Mexico beat the United States 4-0 Tuesday night in the under-23 tournament, claiming a berth in the Athens Olympics. The Associated Press reported citizens of the problem-plagued country, as well as millions of illegal aliens in America, are still in a snit about their 2-0 defeat to the United States in the second round of 2002 World Cup. What type of sickos? I mean, nobody in the past. I mean, we'd have different matches against the Russians during the Cold War. They wouldn't boo our national anthem. We wouldn't boo theirs. Nobody acts like this. I mean, this is incredible. Number one, to boo during a national anthem, but that's nothing compared to chanting Usama, 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 these ignorant people in Mexico, just like the American people, still believe carried out the attacks. He's a CIA asset, but he is evil. The point is, they think he did all this, so they're cheering the murder of 2,800 and something people. That is disgusting. I'm telling you, folks, Mexico hates our guts, and a lot of people from Mexico don't buy into it, but a lot of them do, and our government's helping fund and finance it, and this is just a window into the minds of these people. And shame on them. That's disgusting behavior. But don't worry, Bush is with Mexico, getting rid of the borders, spying on Americans, taking away our rights, but oh, giving more rights to all these illegals. The establishment loves it. Again, the terrorists attacked us because they hate our freedom. Military-industrial complex attacked us because they wanted to have a pretext to take our freedoms. And that's exactly what they've done. So I guess, Bush, you gave bin Laden what he wanted, didn't you? What you wanted. That dark cult of evil you talked about that feeds off human suffering. No one knows the power of evil. Like goodness. It was a weird speech he gave at the Pentagon. I have that in Road to Tyranny. Walker pledges Utah will not reconnect with the Matrix. Salt Lake City Tribune, and it's a total lie. Let's read it. Governor Walker pledged through her chief of staff that Utah will not reconnect with a controversial anti-terrorism program using billions of government records on citizens without specific approval from the legislature. State Chief Gary Doxey said he hopes the vow persuades lawmakers not to rush to permanently sever Utah participation in Matrix during the current legislative session before a newly appointed oversight committee has a chance to thoroughly investigate the project. Now let me just briefly, because I got a bunch of news, explain this in 60 seconds. Tips, wave, save, total information, Matrix, all of this is different names for programs of the NSA and its master program called Echelon. And so you protest, you demonstrate against Matrix, total information awareness, tips, and they go, okay, we canceled it. And then they will actually increase the funding and give it some new name. And you start fighting that new name, and they come back. Look, all the states have been collecting every piece of data about you can imagine, buying it from private firms, many firms like Walmart and others just give it to the feds, bookstores, everything. It's been going in there for at least 15 years. At least 15 years, probably longer. And so the governor says, oh, no, don't pass a law banning this in the states. They can't have a law saying it's illegal because then they'll have to break the law to keep it going. They just want to say, okay, we won't do the Matrix and then not have a law pass and just change the name. So just so you know, that's what they do. You know, we think we have all these victories, and we would have victories if we'd fallen through. But instead, we take the form of victory instead of the substance of victory. Bush report sending jobs overseas helps the U.S. And this is from the Seattle Times. The movement of American factory jobs and white-collar work to other countries is part of a positive transformation that will enrich the U.S. economy over time, even if it causes short-term pain and dislocation, the Bush administration said yesterday. That's real interesting. I thought they said NAFTA and GATT would cause milk and honey. That was, 94? 10 years ago! In fact, the reenactment of NAFTA is coming up this year. And they are going to expand it under Free Trade Area of the Americas. And so it's a wonderful thing. I mean, they're even taking the service jobs. They'll bring in, pack a house full of illegals, and then they have one power bill, one water bill to pay, and they're not on the grid. They're not paying taxes, and then citizens get displaced. Even our service economy is shutting down. By the way, new numbers out. There's actually more unemployment, more layoffs. But the average person says, well, the news says everything's wonderful. Well, here's my economic numbers for you. 3 years ago, you couldn't go anywhere from 6 in the morning till 7, 8 o'clock at night without being in traffic for over an hour. I can drive anywhere I want, even in prime time traffic, in 35, 40 minutes. About a third of the houses I see are up for sale. Most people I know are out of work. Just come on. Bush report, sending jobs overseas helps U.S. The embrace of foreign outsourcing, an accelerating trend that has contributed to U.S. job losses in recent years, has become an issue in the 2004 elections, is contained in the president's annual report to Congress on the U.S. economy. Outsourcing is just a new way of doing international trade, said N. Gregory Mankiw, chairman of Bush's Council of Economic Advisors. And he says it's great. This is very good. Well, then you're going to get more of this wonderfulness then. That's so sick. I just don't know where to start here. Cross-border church visit cost man $10,000. Reuters, a man, a Catholic living up in Canada, I mean up in Maine on the border with Canada, would drive across the little river there every Sunday and multiple times weekly to attend his church service. And they put up a fence there now, and they just locked the gate. The road's just blocked on Sunday, so he drove around it, and he's been given a $10,000 fine for breaching it. But illegal aliens, hey, you can commit murder, and you get thrown out of jail. That's just very interesting to see that happening. They've really clamped down that northern border to get out. I've talked to folks who have been going in and out of Canada on business. Getting out of the country's hard. Getting in, absolute piece of cake. By the way, the southern border is getting like that. Hard to get out. Oh, easier than ever to get in. That's your freedom. Continuing here, 75,000 have HIV/AIDS in New York City, UPI. More than 75,000 people in New York City are known to be living with AIDS and are infected with the virus that causes the disease, health researchers reported. That's where the government first in the U.S. put HIV virus in hepatitis and other shots. They got caught doing that. We have the official federal documents on that. Very serious situation. Some countries in Africa, 45% of the population have it. And by the way, there was a big BBC article a year ago going, well, people who've never had sex and whose parents don't have it have it, and then they found it in some of the needles and they don't know how it got there. GAO, Pentagon, pays corporate tax evaders, UPI. About 27,100 Defense Department contractors owe the federal government more than $3 billion in unpaid taxes, but the Pentagon continues to hire and pay them with taxpayer money, a congressional investigation has found. And no one's being prosecuted. You can steal billions, and there's no problem. But you don't fill out a tax form just right, or they lose your tax form, or they just decide they want to randomly audit you. Bye-bye for you. Bye-bye, baby. No judge, no jury, some prison time. Report slams airline computer screening, and not a press international. Congressional report to the publisher Friday slams the planning for a controversial new computer screening system designed to identify potential terrorists among airline passengers, saying it has failed a series of tests set by lawmakers. Folks, the CAPS II system is the new national ID card rating system. On your driver's license or ID card, they're going to have what you're rated as, you understand, according to credit and marriage and misdemeanors and money in the bank. It's all there. Matrix system is one of the collection suckers, you know, down at the bottom of the tentacles. Key activities in the development of the system have been delayed, and Transportation Security Administration has not yet completed information systems planning activities, says the draft summer report. The damning report may prevent funds of the system, known as the acronym CAPS II for Computer Assisted Passenger Pre-Screening System Phase 2, from passing Congress. So Congress isn't worried about the violation of freedom and categorizing Americans. They're just worried it isn't being put in quick enough. So A lot more coming up. Oh, I haven't even scratched the surface of this news blitz. We got two powerful guests coming up. Stay with us.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow, even if you're not taking a vacation.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
All right, my friends, your calls are coming up, and a guest from the New York City Bill of Rights Defense Campaign throwing out the Patriot Act. Then Greg Powell's from the BBC. Andrew and George and Alan and Brock will get to your calls here in a few minutes. FSB were warned about Moscow Metro blast. This is out of the Gazette, Moscow Gazette. a man who showed up at the Russian embassy in Tbilisi a day before the attack on the Moscow metro warned that a huge terrorist attack would be carried out in the Russian capital and in Stavropol by people he had met in person. This information was communicated earlier this week by the Georgian security minister, but the FSB did nothing. Folks, the FSB was caught in 99 planting explosives in a fourth apartment building, and we've got all that posted and done a bunch of shows on it and got all the mainstream news articles at prisonplanet.com in the Russian terror section, and look at who stands to gain from that. And the Chechens have said publicly, why would we blow anything up? Why would we come to Moscow and bomb you so then you get mad and come attack us? This is incredible. We're not doing it. Why, we have no reason to do this. But it's not just common sense. It's the evidence of who's done it in the past. By the way, that candidate running against Putin, who disappeared last week, showed up yesterday in a satellite of Russia and said that he had gone into hiding because he thought that Putin was after him. And one of the other candidates running against Putin has been put in prison, and they've seized other media empires and done that, so I tend to lean towards believing him. But again, we just don't know. Police respond to federal lawsuit in drug suite. This is out of the state of South Carolina. Remember, hundreds, 150 children, police yelling, cussing at them, put your hands behind your back, get down on the floor, police dogs jumping on them. And the Big Brother security cameras picking all this up. Goose Creek police acted in their official capacity and did not violate student constitutional rights during a Stanford High drug sweep during which officers with guns drawn ordered students to the floor, according to a response to a federal lawsuit. Chief Harvey Becker was engaged in the performance of his official duties, and at no time did he violate any clearly established constitutional rights of the plaintiffs, which were known or should have been known to the 13-page response filed this week. I mean, folks, you've seen the video, at least most of you have. I mean, it looked like something from a Supermax prison where they go, you know, where they open all the cell doors and throw everybody out on the ground and start going through things. But there were no guns at the prisons. Here they're aiming loaded guns at their heads, yelling at them. Police dog jumps up, grabs a pack of a student, starts viciously shaking it, jumps on another student. They're crying, begging. They had a police drill in Minnesota 2 years ago. We had the teacher on. They went to a portable building, didn't even tell the teacher it was a drill. Said, get down on the floor. I'll kill you if you don't. Then drug her outside, said, walk towards the woods with your hands up. She thought she was about to be killed, soiled herself. This happens all over the country. It's just training us how to be slaves. And the filing also said the plaintiffs failed to state the cause of the legal action or facts supporting it. The city of Goose Creek Police Department can be sued or held liable. And 17 Stanford students sued December, alleging police and school officials were terrified them during the November 5th raid, which attracted national attention. Well, I've had their lawyer on. We've seen the video, and no drugs were found. And it's just, again, training our students how to be prisoners. ID cards, cameras in the classrooms, many schools, cameras in the bathrooms. This isn't freedom. Here's an article out of the Palm Beach Post. Deputy charged with stealing cash from motorist, and he's been charged with pulling them over and taking their wallets and taking the money out of it. That's just standard. And again, we're not saying all police are bad, but you have criminals, just like you have anywhere else, in government. But government then gets this shroud of anonymity and power, and they always bust some little cop who's doing something like this, but then when crime labs systematically frame people and there's industrialized corruption, in massive drug dealing, nobody goes to jail. Debate over outsourcing heats up, ignited by election year politics. Bush's official economic commission says that shipping jobs overseas is good for the economy. This is another article here. It says Myra Brostein lost a software job in April when Bellevue-based Watchmark Comintel shifted her job and 16 others to a lower-cost operation in India. Poor Brostein was let go. The Mercer Island resident was given the choice of either training for Indian replacements or forfeiting a severance package. And she chose to train the workers. Huh. And I've got a lot of friends who get told, we're going to let you go in a few months, train these Indians, and then go back to India. Oh boy, I tell you, globalism's wonderful, isn't it? We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a special offer to listeners of GCN Radio. Use the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and a Bill of Rights for your good, not the good of manipulating government agencies. Take control of your own destiny. GCN is contracted with Midas Resources for copies of the Citizen's Rulebook. This is more than a handbook. It is your guide to a freer life with less governmental interference. Here's the deal. Call MRI at 800-686-2237 and obtain two handbooks, one for yourself, one for a friend, and two silver dollars for just $24.95, shipping included. More than half these coins were melted under the Pittman Act of 1918 and later with a great silver run of the 70s and 80s. There are less than one of these coins surviving for every 20 persons in the United States. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Ask for the Freedom Handbook Special. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Thank you.
Hey, boys, Valentine's Day is coming. Why wait until Valentine's Day to surprise her? Visit flowershop.com and send her flowers today. Nothing says romance like roses, and at flowershop.com, we know roses. We also know carnations, lilies, snapdragons, and gladiolas. We know flowers. We know the excitement that is created when a flower delivery person arrives in an office carrying a bouquet of flowers. The anticipation grows as everyone tries to guess who the lucky recipient is. And the joy and pride when the flowers are placed on her desk. We also know the envy of those at the desk as the flowers pass by. So don't wait until you're supposed to send flowers. Send them today and tell her you couldn't wait to tell her, I love you. So when you need to send flowers, remember flowershop.com. It's only natural. Call 1-800-627-0046. That's 1-800-627-0046. Or visit flowershop.com today.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
My friends, it is Thursday, the 12th day of February, 04. I'm Alex Jones. Websites are PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. We've been putting out a lot of new great reports that you definitely want to check out. I want to thank the listener that transcribed, the Andres von Bülow, the former German defense minister, and then, of course, the head minister for the Ministry of Technology. He's gone public laying out how the globalists carried out September 11th, and we have that entire transcript, a perfect tool to email out to people. It's riveting, informative reading. I guess about 20 pages long. You can email that out to your friends, your family, post it on message boards, and if you do that, this story will get legs and get the attention it needs. First time we had somebody do a transcript was of Greg Palast. Well, that's not true. They'd done it for the guy that brought down the mob in Chicago and helped impeach Bill Clinton, David Shippers, and we had some others out there for Stanley Hilton and others. But this is the first transcript that really went worldwide and was published, according to Greg Palast, in hundreds and hundreds of Latin American newspapers, dozens of newspapers in Italy and all over Europe, because we cut right to the heart of the matter, lay out the documentation. So go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com It's right there at the top of the page at PrisonPlanet.com, and get the Andres von Bulow interview. And at the bottom of the interview, we also have the audio link where you can hear that interview. So help us spread the word on this. And I do want to thank the listener who transcribed it. It's a great transcript of it. Also, before we go to our guest and then your calls, for all those that are patiently holding, loading up the phone lines, I have made 10 films. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Exposed. Those two, Exposed, who carried out September 11th, how the military-industrial complex did it, what their plans are, how to stop them. My book, Descent into Tyranny, also covers that. Paul Watson's book covers how the Russians blow their own buildings up to blame it on their enemies, how the British do it, how the Israelis do it, how the U.S. government does it. That's another great book. We also have George Humphrey's 9/11, The Great Illusion book on CD and cassette, very well produced, great book on tape. You don't have time to read a book. You can listen to the 3+ hours of painful deceptions, painful questions. Those are Eric Hufschmidt books and videos. But with George Humphrey's 9/11, the Great Illusion, you can listen to it in your car. So again, go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, peruse the online secure shopping cart, or call toll free to get my videos, my books, the other books we carry, the other videos we have to offer. And remember, your purchase also makes this show possible. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Take action. Don't procrastinate. Get involved now, ladies and gentlemen. 90% of those that see the films are waking up. Here's the analogy, then we'll go to our guest. You ever seen those posters you can buy? Or you've probably seen them, at art museums or wherever. The hidden pictures. And there'll be a picture, say, of a lake and some woods and the moon and some clouds, and it'll say, "Find the hidden pictures. Find the hidden images." And you look at it for about 30 seconds, you can't see anything, but once you start picking out the images, you can't miss it. And you're like, "How could I not have seen that?" Well, that's how the New World Order works. And it's time to step back, see the big picture. The globalists have to reapply their lies, their fake left-right paradigm, on a daily basis. All we have to do is to get somebody to look at it from another angle, to see it, and then there's no going back. So again, get the films, get the books, that's what they do. 888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. On Monday, or was it Tuesday? I've got the articles right here in front of me. New York City Council, under pressure of the citizenry, left and right, threw out the Patriot Act. St. Paul did it as well. A bunch of other towns and cities have done it this week. It's well over the 150 cities they've been saying for 6 months have done it. It's well over 400 and multiple states. And joining us is a gentleman, Uday Ofer, with the Bill of Rights Defense Campaign. We've got a link to the website, nycbordc.org, at my website. And Uday, thank you for joining us, sir.
It's good to be on, and it's Uday.
Uday?
Yep.
Uday Ofer.
Great.
Okay, great. Uday. I can hardly pronounce my own name. You know how we are down here in Texas.
It's not an easy name.
Uday, good to have you on the show. And I mean, going over the Patriot Act and the process and how you guys got it thrown out and how other towns and cities can do it, just lay it out for us.
Yeah, well, first of all, we passed what we call a Bill of Rights resolution, and it was passed on Wednesday, February 4th, so about a week ago. And it added,
okay, see, I saw the article on Monday,
yeah,
so I was thinking, oh, it happened Monday.
Yeah, there's been a bit of a media blackout on this issue, as I'm sure you're well aware of with other issues. But it was... The resolution calls on government officials to protect and uphold civil liberties and civil rights while prosecuting the so-called war on terrorism. You know, the USA Patriot Act, but in addition to that, other government policies through executive directives, departmental regulations, and court rulings have had, have seriously undermined basic fundamental rights and liberties in the United States since 9/11.
Well, they're going after topless bars, county commissioners, Rush Limbaugh with it.
Right. Yeah, I know, it's really, there's been a lot of focus on the USA Patriot Act, but one of the things that, we try to educate people here in New York City is that it's a lot broader than that, and it's just not the Patriot Act.
Patriot Act II, it's Homeland Security, and before Patriot Act II was even passed 7 weeks ago, Bush was already implementing.
Well, Patriot II has not been passed. One provision of Patriot II was passed.
Well, according to Ron Paul, and I've read the bill, I'd say about 60%, that's what the congressman says, about 60% of Patriot Act II has been passed.
Well, okay, well, he could say that, but, there's one provision, the one that expands the ability of the government to go through your private records. That provision was expanded.
Yeah, no more Fourth Amendment. Now, most of the bill is also classified, sir. The Intelligence Funding Act of 2004, most of that is secret.
Okay. Well, let's talk about what happened in New York City.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting because, first of all, obviously, as your listeners know, the majority of the 9/11 attacks happened here. Our office is only a few blocks away from Ground Zero, from the World Trade Center. And many of the council members who represent that area voted for this resolution. Here in New York City, it was a grassroots effort that, as you said, was joined by both the left and the right, and sort of also not your typical actors. We had everyone from, the New York Public Library Guild, which is the largest library workers union in the country, to the NAACP, to Bob Barr. Bob Barr, actually, from the American Conservative Union, submitted testimony on behalf of the resolution. It was a long fight. It took about a year to get this resolution passed because there were many council members who felt, like lawmakers are feeling all around the country that if they take a stand, for rights, for freedoms, in this climate, they're going to be deemed unpatriotic.
Well, the U.S. attorneys also twist their arms, threaten them with not getting their funding, and the feds say, do what we say or it's going to be your fault when there's another attack. That's the big stick they hold.
Yeah, no, and it's especially true here in New York City. I mean, over here we feel a lot of this pressure. The U.S. Attorney's Office, I debate, some of the U.S. attorneys here in New York City, and it's always a heated issue because this is where, this is ground zero for a lot of these issues. Many of the U.S. attorneys who litigated, the USS Cole bombing, the first World Trade Center bombing, the John Walker Ling case. I mean, they all sit over here. So then we meet them in debates, and it's interesting because when you debate them and you get into the specifics of what has been happening to Americans and to people in the United States, because this is not an abstract discussion.
Well, they've always claimed, that's a great point, Udi, they're always claiming that, it's only for terrorists, but Section 802 has such a broad definition of H.R. 3162. That subsection says that terrorism is any act that endangers human life that's a violation of any federal or state law.
Yep, and that's a great example. That's exactly that's definitely one of the most egregious provisions in the Patriot Act. The government says they haven't applied it yet, but what we do know is that...
That's a lie.
Yeah.
The spokesman for the Justice Department, and they have the transcript on the Washington Times, Mr. Sierra, said last year they will use it in all crimes, they will use it in all investigations.
Right. Yeah, and this is, that section is part of the reason they actually have the left and the right coming together on this issue. Because I think many people on the right realize that the next, let's say, pro-choice administration might use this on the pro-life movement. Because, like we said, it could be read so broadly that anyone from Eleanor Roosevelt to Martin Luther King to just anybody engaged in minor civil disobedience,
Well, we just had them subpoenaing people at a peace meeting at a major university.
Yeah, in Iowa.
Yeah, so I mean there
are more examples. In the first 3 months of 2003, the government labeled 56 cases as terrorism cases. And Syracuse University here in New York State did some research into what were those 56 cases, and they found out that 8 of those cases were the Vieques protesters down in the island of Vieques off of Puerto Rico who were protesting the government's use of that island as a military exercise base. And as some of your listeners might know, the government is pulling out of there. But the arrest of eight of those protesters who, you know, locked themselves up to a fence around the military exercise area have been labeled as terrorism cases by the Justice Department.
So well, they've been labeling drug cases, gun cases.
Yeah.
I mean, I have hundreds of these articles.
Yeah. So this is, you know, this is the fear, that, you know, this is the reality of post-9/11 America, that people engage in lawful dissent. You know, probably one of the most American things you could possibly do, criticizing your government, are not being labeled terrorists. And this is why there's this tremendous movement building across the United States. Austin, Texas, I know, passed a resolution a while ago. You have over 250 cities, towns, and villages.
More than that.
Okay. And three states, Alaska, Vermont, and Hawaii, that have passed these resolutions. And, you know, the resolutions, they take on different forms. Like, some of them are purely Anti-Patriot Act resolutions. Other ones are general.
Others are against NORTHCOM, Homeland Security, Patriot Act 1 and 2.
Yeah. So the 250 number that I use are the ones that I'm referring to, the ones that deal with post 9/11 civil liberties issues, and I define that by, you know, Patriot Act, the roundups of Arab Muslims and South Asians, the stifling of free speech. Because they're here in New York City in particular, you know, in the weeks after 9/11, we had massive dragnet operations by the FBI and immigration authorities into immigrant neighborhoods, where people who just looked like they were Arab or Muslim were basically rounded up, thrown in jail for weeks without charges.
And beat up.
Yep, subjected to a pattern of physical and verbal abuse. And that's the language of the Inspector General's Office of the Justice Department. It's not our language. You know, held for months on minor things like not filing a change of address within 10 days. And then all, 100%, were cleared of terrorism charges.
Well, now they're trying to pass a law. In fact, it may have even passed. They said it was going to pass Monday. Where if, when you set up an Internet site, and if you don't put your home physical address or your email gets changed or is wrong, 7 years in prison or a $100,000 fine.
Yeah. We're seeing, you know, in the name of national security, in the name of fighting terrorism, we're seeing massive changes to our basic constitutional rights in the United States, and the lives of thousands of people are being directly impacted by this. I mean, we talk all the time to families who, you know, especially Arab or Muslim families, who say, you know, my husband went to the local grocery store, you know, a month after 9/11. I didn't see him for 6-7 months. You know, later, because somehow he got picked up on the street for walking, you know.
Meanwhile, Bush flies 144 members of the Bin Laden family out the afternoon of 9/11 when all of their air traffic is grounded.
Yeah. No, that's a great example. I mean, it's, you know, I'm happy that you're talking about this, but unfortunately, most of the media in this country just hasn't picked this up. I mean, you have articles in the major, you know, mainstream press on the Patriot Act and things like that, but it's still, they don't humanize it yet.
Well, you know, when you hear about the Patriot Act, it's people are complaining about some surveillance rules to keep you safe, and it's only for terrorists.
Right.
Look, I keep using the Las Vegas Review-Journal example, and literally, sir, Udi, I have hundreds of examples.
Great.
Las Vegas Review-Journal, a topless bar who may have paid a county commissioner for favorable zoning, and they use the Patriot Act? I mean, that has nothing to do with terrorism.
Yeah, and this is one of the arguments we were able to get on a lot of council members here in New York City to get on board with our movement when we educated them that, you know what, so much of this has nothing to do with terrorism.
Now, but you know, when Bush blows something else up, Udi, that they're going to say, oh, it's your fault, now shut up, we're going to arrest those that, you know, they got national talk show hosts that say if you criticize the government, you should be arrested because you're aiding the terrorist. You should be put in a camp. The head of NORTHCOM says that the troops are going to take over our lives. The outgoing head of CENTCOM, Tommy Frank, said we're going to go to martial law for the next attack. Were you aware of that stuff?
You know, I'm definitely not on NORTHCOM and other, you know, things like that, an expert of that. But what I do know, and a fear that we have here at the ACLU almost every day, is what will happen if, you know, there's another terrorist attack? Like, what's going to be the government's response?
Well, that's an interesting point you made, because, you know, you're obviously with the ACLU and then also working with the Bill of Rights Defense Campaign. The ACLU didn't seem too worried about the police state stuff under Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to point out that the conservatives and libertarians have stood up against Bush, and I would hope if we get Bush's Skull and Bones Peapod buddy in there, that when he's pulling all this, you guys are going to be just
as
active.
Well, I definitely will. Because I got to tell you, a lot of the powers that the Bush administration is using right now were actually passed into law during the Clinton era. And I'll be the first one to say that. And I got to tell you, too, I don't view this as a Republican-Democrat issue. I really don't. Let's not forget that it was Franklin D. Roosevelt that ordered the internment of Japanese Americans, you know, during World War II.
And by the way, most of them never got their property back.
Yeah. So I, you know, whenever I speak publicly on this issue, I always make the point that I don't view this as a Republican-Democrat issue at all.
See, you talk about people not knowing. You need to read the Cigar Aficionado article from December where the outgoing head of CENTCOM says, if we're attacked again, we're going to set aside the Constitution for a military form of government. The people are going to demand it.
Yeah. Well,
is that not chilling?
It's very chilling. It's very. And you know, when you look at the, you know, this is where, you know, one of the points that I try to get across is that, you know, this is not the first time the United States is in a time of crisis. And this is not the first time that the government is feeding us a line that say, we need to suspend the Constitution in order to preserve our freedoms.
America isn't America if we don't have those freedoms and liberties in the Bill of Rights. NYCBORDC.org or link through at Infowars.com. Udi, thanks for coming on. We'll be right back with your calls.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus 4 of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends. I know that Andrew and George and Alan and Brock and Michael have been holding. Let's try to get to all of you in the next two segments. Andrew in Texas, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. First off, real quick, I wanted to get Oliver North's email.
Wondered if you had that handy.
No, he hung up. We didn't get it from him.
Okay.
But I can get in touch with his publisher, I guess, and get it.
Okay. And also, I was wondering if you're aware of the Hurricane Andrew cover-up theories or anything about that.
No, I'm not.
Okay. Well, what the public record is that South Dade County was not evacuated, okay? And once everybody was hit, relief aid was not allowed into the county for 10 days.
I knew about that, yeah.
Okay. And so that's the question is why? Why were they doing that for 10 days while Kate Hale, who was in charge of South Dade County relief efforts, not federally, that was Andrew Card at the time, was Secretary of Transportation. Three words as to why they did that was migrant labor camps. Okay? Thousands of people apparently died. Witnesses have come forward saying that they helped to recover the bodies, that they witnessed the
I have Associated Press articles where over the last 10 years they've built hundreds of these migrant labor camps where they, quote, arrest people and put them in there later. And, yeah, that's why they love illegal alien labor. That's why they've got 20,000 illegal Mexicans they made legal over in Iraq, because when they die, they just go in the dirt.
Right. So where I found out about this, the woman, Hurricane Andrew survivor, wrote a book about it entitled Where Heavens Meet, and her name is K.T. Frankovich.
And Heavens Meet. All right, I'll try to get her on.
Yeah, and especially Kate Hale. If you could find Kate Hale, we're trying to find her, and she was in charge. And on the sixth day that they prevented relief going into that county, she was in front of the entire press junket flying into hysterics because nobody would provide relief, and they're having more casualties.
All right, well, thank you. Yeah, a lot of that weird stuff has happened with hurricanes, but I don't really know the specifics. Sorry. George, where are you calling us from?
Oh, hi there. Calling you from Ontario.
Welcome from Canada. Go ahead.
I'll make a quick comment there about your last caller that was slightly off topic for me, but it's a warning from Thomas Paine. He that would make his own liberty secure must guard even his enemy from oppression. For if he violates this duty, he establishes a precedent that will reach to himself. So when you hang your enemy, you do it with a rope around your own neck. And I hope a lot of people that react emotionally to the news that is fabricated keep that very much in mind. But what I called you about was I came across an excellent book called Gold Warriors. It's written by Sterling and Peggy Seagrave, and it's all about the loot that the Japanese took in World War II. They stumbled on some files accidentally while they were researching the Hirohito family in a previous book. Alex, you can't believe how much money was pilfered by these people. 15 mine loads in the Philippines. And the American administration at the time, the usual suspects in conspiracy, were responsible for liberating this money and making it disappear. As one example, in 1960, Richard Nixon gave $35 billion U.S. dollars to a man who became Prime Minister of Japan, who signed the declaration of war against your country. This money, they only use the interest off this money. They still have the principal. And when you read about the people that were involved, the gangsters, drug dealers, war criminals.
Well, I know this. $1.2 trillion is missing over the Clinton administration and now the Bush administration. And about 40% of that money has disappeared just while Bush has been in for 3.5 years. I mean, it is wholesale looting.
To an extent that I couldn't even believe. And
I'm not familiar with the whole Japan thing, but I know that's why they love war, because there's so much clandestine stuff that can happen.
Exactly. And it's a terrible shame, Alex, that show you were on in Toronto, Cloak and Dagger, was taken off the air. And it's still an internet show. Cloakanddagger.ca is
it is.
Show.
Listen, we got a break and start in the second hour. Stay with us, folks. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels.
The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a two-pack for only $91 or a four-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.